This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today left for a five-nation visit as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Indonesia, Malaysia and the Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore to project the country's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms. Talking to the media before the departure of the delegation in New Delhi, Jha said, terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world now how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will also embark on the visit to UAE, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, told the Security Council that countering terrorism and ensuring maritime safety are vital to India's national security and economic interests. Speaking at a debate on maritime security, Harish outlined India's broad maritime strategy addressing both state-based threats and non-traditional challenges like terrorism, piracy, smuggling, and illegal fishing. He highlighted India's integrated approach, including surveillance, rapid response, regional diplomacy, global cooperation, and infrastructure development, aligned with Prime Minister Modi's Mahasagar Initiative, mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions. The government has dismissed posts carried by various social media channels claiming that the central government has issued a high alert on a possible rise in temperature to 55 degrees Celsius between the 29th of May and the 2nd of June. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau clarified that the government has issued no such notification and instructed the citizens to check the official website of the India Meteorological Department. The state is all set for the inauguration of 103 Amrit Bharat stations tomorrow with modern amenities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the stations from Bikaner, Rajasthan. These stations have been upgraded and redeveloped under the Amrit Bharat station scheme as city centres showcasing regional culture and heritage. He will dedicate multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees to the nation. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. Three railway stations including an all-women operating railway station will be dedicated after redevelopment in Telangana tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate them. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has expressed his gratitude for Denmark's solidarity in the fight against terrorism and for the warm reception he received upon his arrival in the Nordic country yesterday. He was received by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and key discussions focused on advancing the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership. This underscored both nations' commitment to deepening bilateral cooperation and addressing global challenges. Dr. Jaishankar is on an official visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany from May 19 to 24. The Ministry of Home Affairs has invited nomination for the Padma Awards 2026. The nominations can be submitted online through the Rashtriya Puraskar portal till the 31st of July. The Ministry in a statement said that the nominations shall contain all relevant details specified in the format available on the aforementioned portal, including a citation in narrative form, clearly bringing out the distinguished and exceptional achievements of the people recommended in their respective fields. Over 20 Naxalites have been killed in an encounter with security forces in the Abujmad area of Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. A top leader of the Naxalites is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A jawan was injured during the exchange of fire. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces has continued since this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.